Bar-Hedya, it's an interesting name. I'm not sure exactly who Bar-Hedya was. I don't want to start up with people that are in the Gemara, but the Yalkut says that Bar-Hedya is the name of a species of vultures. I'm not sure exactly who Bar-Hedya is. There's a Bar-Hedya in Brachas that was he's a person who would interpret dreams. It's not Muchach over there that means that he was holy. There was Goyim that interpreted dreams, but there were Amoraim that went to interpret dreams. They said if he paid good money, he did a good job. I'm not sure who Bar-Hedya was, but Bar-Hedya's here, folks. He's here. And we got to figure out what's going on with Bar-Hedya. Bar-Hedya, boy, la'asuye gita. He need to bring a get. I assume he was a shliach. Also, the kamedu of Achi. Now, Rav Achi was not questionable about Rav Achi's credentials. But also, the kamedu of Achi, to have him emunah agiti, he was in charge of gittin. Amaritzach atalaman al kol ois v'ois. Says Rashi, Osel Kamedu Rav Achi, Bo'isai Yir Shoye Koisvin Oisai. In the very city was written. Why is Rashi telling us where he came in front of him? In the very city was written. What's Rashi coming to tell us?
Before he left, he asked him,
what should I do? In other words, this wasn't a post facto conversation. This was beforehand. He asked him, what should I do?
Before it was written.
Yes. And he was, so he came to Rav Achi, Rashi says, Mamun Agiti, the Kaimalon, Kol Sheni Yodei Batib Gittin Vikidushin Laya Eitzik Imoin, Vamani Gavarab, Luri Hechi Navid. The Gemara says, anyone that doesn't have Yodei Batib Gittin Kedushin, he's not familiar with the ins and outs of Gittin Kedushin Laya Eitzik Imoin, he should not have anything to do with Gittin and Kedushin. He shouldn't have any Eitzik with them. So, therefore, they put someone in charge. It wasn't just, your local shtotra of the pulpit rabbi would write a get. There was someone in charge of Gittin. Who was in charge of Gittin? Rav Achoy or Rav Achi. Now, he's obviously a gaver rabba. That means that he's a big person. The mamani gaver rabba luri hechinavit. So, he went to the source. He went to the chief. The head honcho is Rav Achi. Hamuneh Gittin. Amalei. Tzorachat lamen akol his voice. You have to be there by every single letter. To stand over kol ois v'ois. Asa l'kamei de Rav Ami Rav Asi. Then he went, came in front of Rav Ami and Rav Asi. V'ami le'loi tzriches. You don't have to. They argued on who? Rav Achi. V'chi teima eved l'chumram. And if you said that we should go to Chumrah, then you're being Maitzi Laz Agin Rishayim. So not only is it not necessary, but it is bad, detrimental, maybe also wrong. I'll be extra machmir. No, can't do that. Okay. So Rabbi said, the first question we have here is a question which Rav Moshe Feinstein brings down. I also saw it brought down from the Yad Dovid, which is that once a person goes to a Poisek, so he's not supposed to someone else. Hiksha bachar mar litwin chacham aser ein chaver shol hatir. It's a gemara avodah zarah daf zayin. Once one person gives a psak, so no one else can come afterwards and paskin differently. You got your psak. So what's going on over here? That first we have a psak of Rav Achi, and then afterwards we have a psak of Rav Ami and Rav Asi.
Also, how can they go to someone else who's not the one that doesn't say that?
Yeah, they went to the source. They went to the head honcho, and afterwards they're going to someone else. So we'll start here. First of all, I'm not so sure about Bar Hadaya's credentials. He should be Michael me. I don't know. Maybe I don't know what. But his name means vulture. So who said that he necessarily told the Rabbanim what he's doing? And who says that he was being so scrupulous about what's going on? Mechatesi. Maybe he went and asked the question again and didn't tell the first or the second Rabbanim. I already went to Rav Achi. I don't know.
It wasn't Bar-Hedya the Paskin, it was Rav Achi. Even if Bar-Hedya is not reliable, Rav Achi is reliable.
No, but what's the question? The question is, how do you have a second psak? The answer is the person asked the Shah, never told him I went to the first Poisek. I don't know Bar-Hedya if he's not the type to do that, Ichbet Mechilo. But I'm just trying to understand Pshat in this Gemara.
Why didn't they tell him to go to Rav Achi?
Oh, why did they tell him to go to Rav Achi? That's a good question. I guess, what? They thought it was Pashit. We're going to get there. Yeah. Yeah. But they're not supposed to. That's what Moshe says. You're not supposed to. If someone already passing, keep. What do you think? What do I think? You asked me about you. What I think? You don't ask me now. So the emes is who asked the question? Why did he tell him to go to Rabachi? So the emes is I don't even know if they're in the same city. I wish I could figure that out.
That's what Rashi is saying there.
I can't. I'm not sure if they were in the same city. Asul Kamei, Rav Amirazi. I don't know if that means that they were.
What?
No, that was going on Rav Achi. Rav Achi was in Oisair. Asul Kamei, Rav Amirazi was also in Oisair. I'm not sure. Maybe in a different city, which would mean that could like throw everything into question. Maybe actually it's coming to them afterwards, not before. I don't know. I'm not sure what's going on over here exactly. But Rav Moshe gives other terutzim. Rav Moshe's first terutz is that maybe he brings from a bachar. That he says maybe it's talking about it was a different get, it was a different situation. It wasn't the same get. It's the same shaila, but it's not on the same exact get. In other words, it's the same principle. But says Rav Moshe, maybe this that you're not allowed to paskin once another Rav paskin is on this. He asks you about this meat. Is this meat kosher? Someone said kosher, you can't say trade, but it's another meat, even if it's a similar type of dynamic. Then the other Rav can paskin because it's a new shaila, it's a new piece of meat.
And how can they go to someone else who's not going to ever get
anything? Okay, then we still have that question. Why are they not going back? Why is it not going to the moon and getting? I hear. Different setting, different case. Maybe Rav Achi wasn't there that time.
These guys are huge.
They're huge. Yeah, they know what to do. Yeah, but if there's someone in town that's Muna Gittin, I would say get send all questions there. But yeah. Yeah, yeah. I hear. Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of variables here that we don't know, and Ezra's gonna introduce one of them.
Every meat's a new Shiloh, but for the din of what you need, why is every meat
a different Shiloh? Maybe it's the same Shiloh. You have a sircha, and it's the same. It's identical sircha. It's the same thing. It's a different woman. It's a different woman. It's a different woman. It's a different meat. Exactly the same happened.
Is that changing?
Why? Because Hilchos Trefus also. It's the same Hilchos Trefus. You're assuming that the difference is that we don't know what happened. The exact same thing happened on two pieces of meat. Identical thing. Two meat, two women. A woman is a slab of meat. It's the same thing. Taken out of context, put me out of business. Okay. Rabbi said, let me get invited. Now, the Rabbi Moshe says, nice svara, good, but I got it. But I have a much easier answer, says Rabbi Moshe. If the first Rav made a mistake, the second Rav can't just let it slide. If it's a mistake, a legit mistake. For example, let's say the first Rav paskin something in Choshen Mishpat, and he paskin Reuven's chayv to pay Shimon $100. And Reuven gave Shimon $100. And the second Pesach is saying, listen, the first Pesach was wrong. Now Reuven can go back to the first Pesach and tell him what?
You're wrong.
More than just you're wrong. You owe me $100. So what, the second Pesach has to keep quiet? The first Pesach is chayv to pay. So therefore, and says Rav Moshe, even especially more over here, maybe that's why Rav Achai, that's Rav Amir Vasi stressed. And he says, Nimtza ata moitzilaz al gitan arishonim. You can't allow, I can't keep my mouth shut. I'd love to keep my mouth shut. And let him be machmir, so what? I can't. Nimtza ata moitzilaz al gitan arishonim. That's why they're stooping that in. Why they're saying, chitem and ever the chumah, you can't do because of that. Because they're bothered. Where do we have a license to talk? If Rav Achi already said that it's that they have to do it, the answer is because Rav Achi is wrong.
I mean, that doesn't answer how he was able to go in the first place.
Yeah, we're not asking questions on Bar Hadaya, how he went, Bar Hedya. That's not really the way Rav Moshe asked the question. It says, how can the second place take Paskin? Maybe Bar Hedya didn't know. Maybe he's a vulture. I don't know what it is.
Maybe he's wrong.
What?
Maybe that he's actually wrong. So he said you have a right to go say something.
Rav Achi was wrong. That's what we're saying. And if he's wrong, then we have to open our mouth. If there's difference of opinions, you go like this, I go like this, it doesn't mean necessarily wrong. It's not wrong. But if we think that you are wrong, 100% flat wrong, and therefore you're going to cause a kill call, we'll stop you. Which Lefi Zeh comes out, I'm just saying, he's saying that the Mimuna Agiti, the Mimuna Agiti made a big mistake. The man who's in charge. I mean, it's Yitochen, but it's Taka Pele, what's going on over here? What's Pshat? Okay. So let's go a little further. The Gemara says, Nimtzata Maitzi Laz Al Gitin Harishonim. From here we see that Rabbi Yosef says that a person's not supposed to make extra types of like hanhagas that we didn't have. The Mordechai writes as follows, that there were people were thinking of making gittin in the ksav of a Sefer Torah, which is halachically a little bit more like perfect. And the Mordechai said, no, you can't do that. Because the original gittin weren't written in ksav of a Sefer Torah, which means tagin with crowns. And therefore, we're not going to allow you, don't start putting new stuff. Leave things the way they were. Nimtzata Maitzi Laz Al Gittin HaRishonim, we don't allow it. We don't allow people to start doing new things. So the Rabbi Yosef there brings different situations where maybe we do allow a certain additions to halacha or chumras, whatever it is. Which is, the Gemara speaks about a shchiv meira. A shchiv meira is a person who is about to die. Now when a person is about to die, the halacha is everything that he says is chal me'achshav. It's a machlekes in the Gemara actually. But even if he doesn't say the words Miyuma Dinan is Aramaic for from today, from our day, we assume it's all Miyuma Dinan. So let's say a Shechem Mira wants to divorce his wife, and he says, you're divorced, and Lamaisa, it only happens after he dies, so I might think they're not divorced, because he didn't say the words Miyuma Dinan. So for that reason, the Gemara there says that they were masakin to write in the get miyuma dinan, to write in the get from today, and therefore we know that the get isn't chal after he dies. The get is chal from today. Now halachically, do you have to write miyuma dinan? No, because halachically every shchiv meira, when he says this, it's automatically, it's kilo inherent in what he's writing, that it's miyuma dinan. Frech Rabbi Yosef. So how could we allow you to write Miyuma Dinan? What would be if you find the get that doesn't say that? We're going to be Maitzi Laz on the get that doesn't say. People are going to start saying that a get has to have Miyuma Dinan. That's Rabbi Yosef's Kasha. Clear the Kasha? Yeah. Our Gemara says you don't write things you don't need. Why? Because we're afraid you're going to be Maitzi Laz. V'haraya, what did the Mordechai say you can't do with the get? Can't write it in Sefer Torah Ksav. Why not? I think it's like a more hider. Too bad. You can't make stuff up. You're going to end up, people are going to start thinking that a get doesn't have it, is no good. Can't do that. So, effectively, Yosef, so how is it that the Gemara says we could be misakin that you should write Miyuma Dinan on a get of a Shechem Mira? It doesn't need Miyuma Dinan.
Because if we're going to end up Maitzi Laz, then obviously it's not actually
things. What?
If it's going to end up being Laz, then why would we consider it to be an extra thing? It's not extra, just.
What did you say?
If there will be laws on it,
right?
If there's lack of it, then it's not considered something extra.
No, we're saying that if you make people do it, then the people that don't do it, everyone's going to say is wrong. So the same way, if you're going to make people put tagin, you're going to allow people to tagin on the get, you're going to make the get safer Torah Ksav, then someone sees another get not safer Torah Ksav and say, I don't know if that's good. All the other get, nice, so I'd safer Torah Ksav. This doesn't have safer Torah Ksav. I'm not going to use this get. So then you're going to be Maitzi Laz and those other getting over here also. If you make every Shchimira write Miyuma Dinan, so then anytime you have a Shchimira that doesn't say Miyuma Dinan, then people are going to say that maybe the Shchimira's get is no good. Because we're afraid that people are going to think that it needs Miyuma Dinan. That's why I'm misakin it originally. That you need it, but you don't need it. So he's asking, if you don't need it, how could you do it? Even though it's Laz. So I'll explain. That's the answer. Right. Because we're afraid people won't know that. Right. Says Rabbi Yosef as follows. Zok to Rabbi Yosef like this. Listen. Why can you not be machmir? Why do we not allow a person to be machmir? Because we're afraid that there'll be a future laws that'll come. But over here, if I don't write Miyuma Dinan, what's going to happen? There's going to be a laws now. People are going to think this gets not good. So it's a life is a system of trade-offs, folks. Over here, if I don't write Miyuma Dinan, we're afraid that people are going to think this get is no good. If I do write Miyuma Dinan, people are going to think another get in the future is no good. So what should we rather take care of? This get, which in front of us might have a laws, or a different get? This get. Because you want to make sure that this get, people aren't going to say is no good. Again, If you don't write Miyuma Dinan in this get, so people are going to see a get and say, look, the get doesn't say anything about the Gershon's being chal now, and he died. It must not be a get. They'll say, no, it's Shchimira, it's chal me'akar, but he didn't write it. We don't know that. So therefore, we mesaken that he should write Miyuma Dinan, even though he doesn't need to. Now, it could be in the future, people are going to think, oh, Shchimira needs Miyuma Dinan. Look, I saw Shchimira with Miyuma Dinan. So you have a worry about a future get that maybe he's going to be Moitzi Lazan. Says Rabbi Yashar, but over here, if you don't write Miyuma Dinan, we're going to have a chashash on this get. Right, and Enochanami. Get Rishonim is a different get that we're going to find in the future, not the get that's in front of us. Well, another get will come to our plate. It's an Enochanami, it's a previous get. Yes, he's right, it's a previous get, but in the future, that get will come in front of us. Rabbi Isai, what do I see in Rabbi Yashav Amari de Kazach? If there's a reason to be Machmir, because people are going to misunderstand what's happening with this get, are you allowed to be Machmir?
No.
If people are going to make a mistake about this get, are you allowed to be Machmir?
Yeah.
Yes! Yes! Miyuma Dinan, we're afraid people are going to think this get is not good. So if people are going to think this get is not good, are you allowed to write Miyuma Dinan?
Yeah.
Yes! Even if you're going to create a problem with other getin. But I got to take care of this get.
Right, because you have to take care of this get.
Correct. So if someone is going to think, Rabbi Isai, if someone is going to think that a get needs, that you should be Oymer Al-Koroi's voice, are you allowed to be Oymer Al-Koroi's voice?
No.
If someone is going to think, hold on, if someone is going to think, right, if someone is going to think that you have to be Oymer HaKoroi's voice, someone is going to take this get and tell you the get's puzzle because he thinks you need to be Oymer HaKoroi's voice, are you allowed to be Oymer HaKoroi's voice? The same way we said by that, Miyuma Dinan, that we allow you to write it because someone's going to think that it's wrong, we should allow you to be Oymer HaKoroi's voice. So I have a kashan Rav Amir Rabasi.
Why
I have a kashan Rav Amir Rabasi.
Why would someone think that?
Didn't. I'll tell you what. No, we don't have a chiyuv. The question is, do we want you to do it in order that people shouldn't think there's a mistake? L'maisa da halacha is, you don't have to write Miyuma Dinan in the Shchimira. You don't have to. We do it so that people don't think the get's puzzle. What do you mean? But then people think another get's puzzle. Okay, but I got to take care of this get and make sure people don't mess up this get. So me also, should I be Oymer HaKoroi's voice on a get? If people are going to think the get's puzzle, so be Oymer HaKoroi's voice. Other getting Rishonim, people are going to think there's a problem. That's not. I'm more worried about this get. So Rabbi Isai, is there anyone in the world that thinks you have to be Oymer HaKoroi's voice?
Yes.
Who? Big time! Rabachi is saying so. So comes Rami Abasi, not only can't you do it, but it's Asr Mi Machmir. Why is Asr Machmir? If I've got Rav Ami over here, who's Mimuna Agiti, who's telling everyone to be Oymer HaKoroi's voice? For sure I should do it, or else people are not going to accept the get.
Question.
In the case of Miyuma Dinan, Rabbi Yashar is saying the only reason we're able to do it is this get is going to be puzzle.
It's not going to be puzzle. People are going to think it's puzzle.
In our case, it's only going to be in the future. It's not
think,
on this one.
Yeah, why not? Why not? He's going to walk in and he's going to tell everyone, I only saw the first line. What's Rav Achi going to do? Out! So I'll call his voice.
He's saying the same thing. He's saying playing up. Who's
going to
think?
Well, that's obviously there's going to be a discussion about it.
That's
right?
What holds, that
it's going to, eventually the discussion will come out, perhaps. You're right, maybe he's only going to say those words. It could be. But if people find out that that's what happened, they're going to start all of a sudden sensations going on, scandals, and it wasn't really fanekta.
But if Rabbi Ramazi hold that you only have to be Lamed and have the get, then there are getting in the world that are happy.
You don't have, so you're not mechuyev to be Omer HaKoroi's voice.
Then why would
but they can't
throw it out?
But they can't stop you because he obviously argues. He says Tzarachat Omer HaKoroi's voice.
So I can say I went to Rabbi Ramazi. This get to Rabbi Ramazi.
Yeah, but are there people who are now not going to be married this woman because of this get if Rav Achi is saying it's not good?
Yes.
He's Mamun Agitin.
He's boss.
Yeah.
According to the shot that it was two separate kitten, two separate cases, maybe by Rachel it was that this case he said he had to do it. And Rami and Navasi are saying that din is true maybe in that case, but it's not true by all.
Yeah, but there's no difference in the cases. What Ramesh was saying was, you're right, the dynamics are the same, but as long as it's a different woman, it's a different slab of meat, and then you could paskin on it. But there's no, but we have no indication of that. There's no indication that this case would need, this case doesn't need, and why there should be a difference between them. We're just saying it's a totally different case, so therefore someone's allowed to weigh in, because no one ever paskined on this woman. Even though someone paskined on a similar case and a similar woman, they never paskined on this woman, therefore I could paskin on this woman. But technically the cases are identical. So I think perhaps the pshat Rabbi says as follows. Rabbi Yoshev gives another exception to the rule, when you're allowed to be machmir. Says Rabbi Yoshev, that in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, that Rabbeinu Tam says that anytime everybody knows that it's not ma'akif, then you're allowed to be machmir. When everybody knows it's not ma'akif. In other words, you're not allowed to do chumras if people are going to think those chumras are halacha. But to start telling people to do things that everyone knows is not really halacha, then it's okay. If they yiduim lakol she'ein ze leikuva. So I think perhaps what happened in this sugya is as follows. And this will, Rabbi Yisai, make everything work. Rav Achi knew the halacha that you're not tzorich lamed al kol voice. He wanted to be machmir. But he thought everyone would understand that this is a chumrah. He thought everyone realized it's okay to tell him tzorich at lamed al kol voice, because everyone knows that that's not the halacha. Me chumrah you should be lamed al kol voice. Came Rav Ami and Rav Asi and said, there's people out there that are so ignorant of halacha, don't even know that that's a chumrah. Nimtza ata moitzi laz, I'll get to an arishayim. There's people out there that are going to think that that's the halacha. Now, Rav Achi thought, that's ridiculous. That's the furthest thing from... Rav Achi knew that's not the halacha. But he was saying that you have to do it as a chumrah. To be machmir. And on that, so it's not the pshat that Rav Achi made a mistake. He didn't make a mistake. He knew that shita achas is enough. He just thought, let's be machmir. Are you allowed to be machmir? Well, if the people are going to make the mistake and think that it's the halacha, says Rabbeinu Tam, then you can't be machmir. But if people aren't going to make it, so that was where there was a lack of information. Rav Achi only spoke to people that realized that this is going to be a chumrah. He thought everyone realized it's a chumrah. Rav Ami Masi is saying, no, there's people out there that are actually going to think that this is the halacha. We can't do this.
According to this, can you give a positive answer to Moshe's problem with why he went to them after? Because they were just saying that the technical problem with Rav Achi said, because
for sure. And then he could still go, it's passing afterwards, because the mice, there's a problem over here. In Achanam, it's not the pshat that he made a mistake in halacha. He didn't make a mistake in halacha, but over here, his psak is going to create us problems moving forward. Practically, it doesn't work. Perhaps that's the pshat. Okay. The Ritva over here brings that there are those that say that our Gemara is a raya that Rav Achi paskins like Rabba. Why? Because Rav Achi says Tzorach atalamed al kol ois v'ois. Let's get back. This is going to be a wonderful sikum for us in Chazara. What's the reason for the takon of the Mishnah? Rabbi says it's aus lishma. Rabbi says it's aus enim etzim l'kaimai. We said according to Rabbi, we understand why you need the ksiva lishma. The ksima is going to be a chiddush, and we spoke about Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, and so on and so forth, or Rabbi Lazar and Mizuyef Mitoichai, whatever it is. According to Rava, we understand why you need the chsiva lishma, it's enim etzim l'kaimo. Why do you need the chsiva lishma? The Gemara actually speaks about this. Rabbi, my time alone, make Rava. Rava, my time alone, make Rava. What does the Gemara say? Rabbi, my time alone, make Rava. Why do you need the chsiva? What do you need to say fun and echta for? Answer is Rava. What's the fun and echta for? Asilach lufe. So if all you're doing is asilach lufe, that's the whole point of the funai nechtav. So we don't need to be oimed akol ois voice. Why in the world would you need oimed akol ois voice? All you need is to say the words funai nechtav, and it's no longer asilach lufe. Problem solved. Says the Ritva, there are those, and those that he's referring to is shitas arishayin in the shita of the Ravid, that say, Ikolamei says to Rav Achoi Svir leKirabo. Damer time of Mishum Lishma. Or Mishum Hachi Matzuchino Lamed Al Kol Ois Vois. Maybe says the Ravid that it comes out that Rav Achi Paskins like Rabba. Or else, why do you need to be Lamed Al Kol Ois Vois? And says the Ritva himself, No. The Ritva says, Inami efshar loimar de kirova svirale. Now, boys, I want you to pay attention to the detail. What does it mean, kirova svirale? So what I have to do, I'm going to, mikol mokom, lirova, kivin de ein tzorach loimar, b'fana lechtev ela mishum dolasi lachlufe, b'shtar shoriz ba'alma, af hu ein yachol loimar kein, shenechta l'fana of elam kein, oimen al kol ois v'ois. I think that what the Ritva is saying is as follows. I think perhaps the Ritva is saying is as follows. Listen. The Chachamim made a takana. What was the takana of the Chachamim? That you should say b'fanai nechtav u'b'fanai nechtav. The Fanei Nechtam has a really solid reason why we're saying Fanei Nechtam according to Rava. What's the reason we're saying Fanei Nechtam?
Kiyam.
Why are we saying Fanei Nechtav? Okay. But if you have to say Fanei Nechtav, so you can't lie. Like, let's say someone will come into Bezdin and say, listen, Bezdin, I didn't really see it written, but I'm going to say Fanei Nechtav anyway, because you don't really need to know about Fanei Nechtav. So I'll just say Fanei Nechtav, even though it's not really true. Can you do that?
Nope.
For sure not. If the Chacham is talking, you have to say b'fanei nechtav, you have to say b'fanei nechtav, and it has to be b'fanei nechtav. So it's not only you have to say b'fanei nechtav, it has to be really b'fanei nechtav. So can a person walk in, have seen only one line of the Ktziva, and say, I saw it written? Is that honest? Is that true? It's not true. So you're telling me, yeah, but that's enough. In order to take care of the Pramas and Achlufe. Guess what? Taking the Pramas and Achlufe, you don't have to see it at all. You can just walk in and lie. But it's still a lie. And that's not the Takana. Takana isn't a lie. So you have to say the truth. That's going to be the Machlokes if we can use the Chazaka or not. If we use the Chazaka or not. But at the moment, the Gemara is not using the, Rav Achi is not using the Chazaka. And Rav Achi is saying, listen, you cannot say B'fanei Nechtav if it wasn't written in front of you. It's not true. Don't say something, it's not true. It's only Asas Lechufe. Okay, but the fact is, the Chacham Mesakin has to be Fanei Nechtav. And it wasn't Fanei Nechtav.
The Gemara Tezvah
right, so we'll have to see. That's what he's going to talk about that in the Teretz. And I have to know how Rav Achi deals with that, but he brings that in the Teretz to Ritva. So Rabbi said there's a third mahalach to answer this question. And we're going to make a sikkum eventually. The third mahalach is as follows. According to Rava, is there a chash of lishma over here? Not really. Not really. However, when the Chachamim came and told us, you have to be meyid l'fanei nechtav, you just have to be made on the ksiva, or do you have to be made on the ksiva lishma? The Tosfos is written on daf tezayin amin aleph. Tosfos Rit says, even according to Rava, that holds that the reason for the Takana is because of B'fanei Nechtam, because of Eidim Mitzvim L'Kaimot. But when the Chachomim said that Asi L'Achlufei want you to be made of B'fanei Nechtam, what they meant was B'fanei Nechtam L'Shma. You're being made on the L'Shma of the Get. That's the Hagdora d'seis tazei. We'll say it in our language. There's a sibas atakana and there's a geder of the takana. What was the sibas atakana? Why do you have to say b'fanei nechtav? Asid achlufe. But what did the chacham say you should do? You should just do a dance? Say Mary had a little lamb? You should just do bizarre things? The chacham said, be meyid on the lishma of the get. What's b'fanei nechtav? In front of me it was written, big whip-de-doo. Who cares if it was written in front of me? What does that mean? It doesn't mean anything. The answer is be made on the lishma of the get. If you have to be made on the lishma of the get, is being made, shidachas, being made on the lishma of the get? So the same way that the Ritva says, I understand this according to Rabba, how do you understand according to Rabba? The answer is Rabba is also saying the Eidus is on the lishma of the get. This seems to be the way that the Ramban learns our suya. So we have three mahalcha. And I'll explain to you perhaps the nafkin. One mahalach is this is all Rava. It's not Rava. It's Rava that you need lishma, and that's it. The other mahalach is maybe it's also Rava, because the fact is, you can't say b'fanei nechtav if it wasn't b'fanei nechtav. You can't lie. right? Even though it's only for us at Achlufe, but you got to say the truth. And the third malach is that no, even according to Rava, the Eidus you're saying is Eidus on the Lishma. Elechanami, we don't need the Eidus on the Lishma, but at the end of the day, it is Eidus on the Lishma. Back in the day, we said the Machloikas is telling you as follows. Dachsachmir, this is what we said, Rabbi. So doing some chazar here. What's the geder of Asilach Lufe? How are you avoiding the problem of Asilach Lufe?
She's saying a bunch of stuff.
We said two pshatim. One pshat was, you just disguise it. It's a smoke screen. You say a bunch of stuff, and the guy walks out of bed and says, what did he just do? I got no idea what he did. I don't know. He was saying too much stuff for me to figure out. Something was going on over there. I don't know what. So you're not going to be Asilach Lufe if Kim Shtaris to Alma. Kim Shtaris is Kim Shtaris. Over here it says Fanei Nechtav, Fanei Nechtam. Too much stuff going on. It's Loi, Minkora, Milsa, that Lekiume Asa. That's one pshat. The other pshat is, it's not that I don't know what he's doing. I know he's doing something else. So I know that something else is happening here. I see him doing something. So if you're saying you just have to hide it, so you can hide it behind anything. Strange, weird statements. What does that mean? Nothing. What is he saying? Nothing. Why is he saying that? I don't know. Something going on over here. I don't know what it is. But if you want to show me he's doing something else, what's the else that you do? Make him be made on the Lishma of the Get. Then he's doing something else. He's being made on the Lishma of the Get. Perhaps that's the Machloikis.
Why does Rabbah have to hold that he has to be made on the Lishma? According to Rabbah, it's a Kim Shabbat.
What did you say?
According to Rabbah, why are we thinking that according to Rabbah, he has to be made on the Lishma?
Because we're trying to avoid him from being Achlufe B'Kim Shtar's Da'alma. So you have to do something so that we know you're not doing a regular Kim. Do something else. Do something else. I'm doing something else.
It's saying before I'm doing something else.
What does B'Fanechta mean?
It's showing that it's not Kim.
What is it?
Nothing.
So then that's not something else.
It is. It's
what is it?
Different words.
It's nothing.
It's not key.
That's not something else. These are our two tzadim. Either it's a smokestein. I don't know what you're doing. I'm confused. I don't know what this is. It doesn't make any sense to me. Then you could say whatever you want. You could say fanei nechtav. You could say abracadabra. You could say anything you want to say. And then, I don't know what this is. It's not that. Or we're coming to say that there's something else that's happening here. I'm doing something else. So you have to be made about something. You're being made on the Lishma. So say, okay, this person's being made on the Lishma. So that's not being made on the Kiyum.
If you hold Asana
Chulfe, that's Lishma. And is very little Nafkamina now. There's Ramban, Tosis Rid, Beis Yosef. They all say this Mahalach. And Achlami is well enough, Kamina. But in the end of the day, but what Yossi's pointing out, according to this Mahalach, in the end of the day, Bein Rabba, Bein Rava, you say the Fanai Nechtav, what do you mean? The Fanai Nechtav Lishma. According to Rabba, it's because you have a legitimate chash in Rashi. According to Rabba, it's because there's a Laz in Tosis. According to Rava, it's just to take care of the Achluve problem. But it's an Eidus on Lishma nonetheless. Okay, now they came in front of, who is this? They came in front of Amin Rabasi, Amin Lo Tzriches. The Chitem Ed Lachumra, Atamoitzi, Nimtza Atamoitzi Lazik, Gittin Rishonim. Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, also Gita, Pal Gechtav Kameh, V'Pal Galo Gechtav Kameh. The Gemara continues and says, Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, to get those half written in front of half not. Also Kameh Rabbi Lazar, Amin Lo, Afil Lo Kasa Ba'el Shita Achas, L'Shma Shuvein Atzarech. If it's only one shita, one line is the Shema, that's enough. Again, the Ritva steps in and says the Ritva. In the next paragraph, Pirish, this person that's over Rabbi Lazar, is Vadai Kirova Svirale. He for sure holds like Rava. The Ilu Liraba. Even the time of the Shema Mishma, Ma Leka Mandapolik, the Tzarech Lamar, Akolay's voice. The Ikre Dusa Al Ksiva, Avale Rava, Kimene Tzarech, Befane Nechta, Vale Mishma Chlufe. So therefore, he could say only Shita Achas. Comes along the Ritva and says, if you hold Shita Achas, you for sure hold like Rava, not like Rava. says Moron Rab Aaron Leib Steinman Shlita. This is the Ritva L'Shitasai. This is the Ritva L'Shitasai. Because the Ritva holds there's a fundamental difference between Rabba and Rava in the Fanai Nechtav. And according to Rabba, you're being made on the Shema. According to Rava, what are you being made on? Just Asilach Lufe. That's it. There's no real Eidus on the Fanai Nechtav. But if you hold like the Ramban, that the Ramban says, we said in Shittas Rashi, as Ezra pointed out, it's also Shittas Tosis Rid later on, Beis Yosef, that even according to Rava, when you say Befanenechtam, Befanenechtam, in the end of the day, what's the Eidus Befanenechtam, Befanenechtam? Lishma. If the Eidus is Lishma, there's no difference between Rava and Rava in whether or not you're being made on the Lishma. If according to Rava it's enough Shita Achas, according to Rava it's also going to be enough Shita Achas. It's the Eidus on the Lishma. The Ritva is saying, no, according to Rava, it has nothing to do with Lishma. It's Asasi Lachlufe. You can't say Befanai Nechtav if the whole thing wasn't written, because that's Stam a lie. But it's nothing to do with the Lishma. So there's a fundamental difference between Rabba and Rava. Therefore, the Ritva says, okay, now that you're saying Shita Achas, you must be going like Rabba, not Rava, because according to Rabba, for sure you're going to need the whole thing. Says Rabba, no. Even before when we said Ein Tzorach, that's going in Rabba. Rabba also owns you only need one line.
Yeah, but maybe in the Ramban, according to Rava, the only reason you need to see anything is because you need to be made on the Lishma. But maybe according to Rabba, you need to see it. Meaning, maybe it is only according to Rava that Shita Achas works.
According to both of them, you're coming to be made on the Lishma.
Right,
you're sure, you're
Rabba,
right. They're triggered from different reasons.
According to Rambam, you could say that if I saw one word Lishma, I'm being made that one word was written Lishma.
No, but so we explained. The point is you have to be made on Azach, on something, on a one word Lishma. If that's not a Kim of Lishma, then your Eidus is nothing. Then why don't you just be made in front of Nechtav? Why have to be made on Lishma?
No,
before, big whip. You didn't do anything.
The only reason you need it is to show people that it's different. So I'm being
But we're saying what's different is the fact that I'm made on a chelik of the get, doing something. If I'm not doing anything, then I didn't do anything. In other words, you're saying I'll be made. So just made fun echtav. What does that mean? Nothing. Okay, but fun echtav one line is also nothing, unless you're saying that's a kiyum of lishma the whole get. Then that's what we're saying from Yossi. The etzem is no difference in Rabba and Rava now. Rabba is saying you have to be made on lishma of the get because you need the edus of lishma on the get. Rava says you're made on lishma of the get because you have to show us you're doing something different, but it has to be something. That was the vart. I hear what you're saying, but this is Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Aaron Leib, Rabbi Aaron Yehuda Leib, and Ayelas Hashachar here says that this is the Ritva L'Shitasai. And Achanami, according to the pshat that we have from the Ramban, it's Lav Dafka, because it's going to be Rava, this can even be according to Rava.
It can be both according to Rava and Rishon, Rava and Rava.
Yeah. Okay, what's up to Gemara? The Gemara says, Afilu kasa ba'a shita anchas l'shma shuvei netzorach, says Rashi, Lo tzriches ela b'shita achas. Lo tzriches ela b'shita achas. B'shita achas. Ela. Rashi has a base there. I just noticed that. What does it mean? Ela b'shita achas. In one line. Ela shita achas. What's bishita achas?
Is he alluding to Rashi
and Tazvav? Yeah, I don't know how though. I'm trying.
Line.
It doesn't say hashita achas. Ela bishita. What is in one? Ela bit. You could. I guess he means you could cram it all into one line. You could technically cram it all into one line. Maybe that's what it means. Rabbi Kamenetsky. You could get it all into one line. Ela bishita achas. You can manage to get it all into one line. What? No, so what he so what does Rashi mean? So Sechesky says maybe Rashi is being Miramez too, a Rashi later on. Rashi later on, Adaf Tezayin, Tezvav, Rashi says it means that Shita Achas is Shema Isha, Isha Vazman, which means that's the Iker of the get. There's a lot of other things in the get. He also says Shita Rishayna, you're right. There's a lot of other things in the get. The Miri says Shita Rishayna is Lav Dafka Shita Rishayna. It means the first phrase, it's nothing to do with the first line. Nothing to do with that. It's just about the fact that it's the line. You can cram all the important. There's many different things that are written in the get. There's all the fine print, and that all that stuff doesn't have to be lishma, says Rashi. The only thing that has to be lishma is that you could cram it all into one line. That's called the teiref of the get. There's the teiref and the teifis. The teifis is all the other stuff. It's all the details, all the conditions, all the flowery, you know, words that we're saying over and over again. But really, you could technically cram the main part of the get into one line. Why do we write all that stuff? We want 12 lines. So we write it all over and make it clear and express and we say it again and all that stuff. But Rashi says it's really all one line. Tosfos seems to say different. Tosfos says, afilu lo kasa bo ela shita achas pirish. Shelo yiro ela shita rishayna. De mistama simoi lishma. There seems to be a moira dika machalik see Rashi and Tosfos, Rabbi say. Tosfos zokt. Now, what does it mean, shita achas? Shelo yiro ela shita rishayna. De mistama simoi lishma. Let's say it's the machlokes, and it got crystallized from me to me in the Peles Chaim. I have some Peles Chaims here if anyone wants. Peles Chaim goes through this. He doesn't bring Rashi and Tosfos necessarily, but he says the following thing. When the Gemara says, Afilo lo kasuv bo yelashit achas lishmai, is the Gemara talking about the shliach that's watching the ksiva or the sofer that's writing the ksiva? What is the Gemara talking about? The shliach that's watching the ksiva, or the sofer that's writing the ksiva? If you would be literal in the Gemara, what does it sound like? I feel a kasuv boy shitachas. The sofer that's writing only has to write shitachas, and that's the chora what Rashi's saying. Rashi says it only needs shitachas sheme'in she'ish of hazman. That's it. That's all the sofer has to write lishma. Tosfos says pirish afilu sheloi ro ela shita rishayna. What does that mean? All you have to see, who's the one who's seeing? The shliach. Avada, the sofer has to write the entire thing lishma. But the sofer, the shliach, only has to see the first one being written lishma. And that's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Sounds like, according to Rashi, what we're saying is, the only thing that needs lishma is the shita rishayna. Nothing more than that needs lishma. According to Rashi, Rabbi said, according to Rashi, if you want to be machmir and you want to see more than the shita rishayna lishma, are you accomplishing anything? No, there's no din lishma more than that. This is the whole din lishma, folks. You got it. So the you're finished. Mashenken, according to Tosfos, is there a din lishma more than the shita rishayna? Yes. Is there a point in being machmir? I would, yeah, in theory, yes, because lishma means more than just shita rishayna. But Tosfos says still you can't be machmir. Why can't you be machmir if in theory there is more lishma to be had? Again, according to Rashi, is there more lishma to be had than shita rishayna? No. Does the sofer have to do more lishma? So why should the shliach have to look at more lishma if the sofer doesn't have to write more lishma? That's a ridiculous chumrah. Masha Enkein, according to Tosfos, Be'etzem, the sofer does have to write more lishma. You can say, Mistama Hisaimo lishma. But why shouldn't I at least make sure that he's time lishma? I was thinking perhaps, Pshan and Tosfos is as follows. If you remember, Rabbi, according to Tosfos, do we really have any chshash over here on this get? No, it's only laz, according to Tosfos, right? It's just laz. At most, is laz. So if you take care of the laws by being made on Shita Rishayna, is there any purpose in being on doing more than that? If we had a real legitimate chshash, I hear. I want to make sure I'm extra from. But if we don't have any chshash, even into our bottom, there's no chshash. There's nothing to be worried about. Just laws. And guess what? You're made on Shita Rishayna. You took care of laws. You're done. You're finished. There's nothing more to be made on. In Achanami, in Rashi, that there was a tzad rachuk, a chshash, azah, I can understand what you're being made, but guess what? Rashi says, once you made on the Shita Rishayna, this lishma is done, there's no more to be made on. That's why you're going to be machmir, is also going to be a problem. Tosfos Lishitos says, there's nothing to be made on more lishma, there's no point, because there was never a chshash in the first place. All this is tzad, is laz. If all this is laz, so then you take care of that problem. This is Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, Rabbi. So if we go to the next sugya, the Gemara says, Rabashi Yomar, Afilu Kan Kumis of a Kan Megilta. Even Kan Kumis and Kan Megilta. Once again, over here, we have a Machlokes, two Pshatim, what Kan Kumis, Kan Megilta is. Rabbi, say, tomorrow, the Olam should come in already understanding on their own. that these two mahalchim of kan kumas, kan megilta is going to pashtus depend on the two mahalchim of Rashi and Tosfos in Shita Achas. We'll discuss that and more, hopefully, tomorrow.